the biggest game of our lives because it was a the prestige of the National Football League was on our shoulder.
Those shoulders carried the first ever Super Bowl trophy back to Green Bay.
We got in a habit of winning, and we didn't feel there was anybody that could beat us.
As these old school old timers, as they call themselves, walk through the halls of history they carve, even the slightest sight triggers a memory.
I think the thing that impressed me the most was to see the mannequins breathing, you see the breath come out. That reminded me, because that's all there was, everybody's breath in the city. You could tell if a guy was tight enough how far the breath blew out of his mouth. If he just blew a little bit, you know he was fresh. If it blew way out of his mouth, you know he's tired and he could take it.
These former teammates aren't patting each other's backs over rings or trophies, but celebrating one common denominator, the honor to be coached by Vince Lombardi.
Lombardi was such a tremendous motivator on the offense and the defense. And I think this is his leadership that probably moved us on to the next level.
He would gig you every once in a while just to see if you were alive, you know. And you get back at him, and he goes, okay, and he'd pat you on the head or something.
It was really exciting. I sat up in the Ice Bowl Theater to watch them watch the video, and you know, you can see the smiles on their faces. I know it brings back so many good memories.
Surrounded by memorabilia of the legacy they've left in the Hall of Fame, these old friends speak of the unbreakable bond they've formed.
All of a sudden, when I see these guys, I'm not 74 anymore. I'm 24, 25 years old.
I think the difficult times kind of burned us together in a brotherhood. We normally hug. We don't shake hands. We're huggers. It's been a wonderful relationship over a long period of time.